Brilliance Audio. The Jeweler of Stolen Dreams by M.J. Rose. Performed by Tavia Gilbert and Carolyn Hewitt. You did not come back from hell with empty hands. André Malraux. Chapter 1. Violine Duplessis. August 1986. New York, New York. I was 8 years old when I realized I was different. There had been many signs before then, but I wasn't fully conscious of my abnormality until the afternoon I picked up a diamond ring off my mother's bureau and slipped it onto my pinky, the same finger she wore it on. But the sparkling gem-encrusted ring was too big for me, so I tried it on my ring finger. Still too big. I put it on my middle finger where it snuggled right down. I held my hand up to my chin and admired myself in the mirror, the way she did. Except I didn't look like my beautiful maman, even with the ring on. I was only 8, but it was more than my age. Everything about us was different. My mother had deep mahogany hair that waved around her face, large, emerald-green, almond-shaped eyes, high cheekbones, peach-toned skin, a tiny gap between her two front teeth, just enough to be charming. My eyes were round and topaz, with strange bursts of fire in them. Our mouths were not alike either. Mine stretched too wide across my face. Hers was heart-shaped. My neck was too long, my nose too bony, and my hair was a deep red color, which everyone at school teased me about. They said my head was on fire. My father told me that my grandmother, her mother, and so many other women in our family had hair that same fiery shade, and that it was very special and magical. He whispered when he said things like that because they made my mother angry. My goal while sitting at my mother's vanity that day had been to fashion myself more like her, so she'd look at me the way she looked at my brother, Luc. If the ring alone wouldn't do it, I'd try something else. I reached out for my mother's bottle of fumée from the house of L'Étoile. I opened it and tipped it against my finger. Mimicking Maman, I dabbed the fragrance behind each ear. Scent wafted out and embraced me. I breathed it in. I missed my mother when she was out. Sometimes I even missed her when she was home, but I didn't understand that then. Those were the times I'd go to her and try to hug her, and she would only give me a little squeeze. I'm all dressed and ready to go out, Violine. I don't want to get mussed, she'd say. Or, isn't it time for your bath? Or dinner, or schoolwork, or any one of 1,000 excuses. But I noticed that when Luc went to hug her, she never seemed to mind, even though he was rougher than me and did muss her hair and wrinkle her clothes. I picked up the bottle stopper, but my movements were clumsy, and I knocked the perfume over. Amber liquid pooled out over the glass-topped vanity, and I grabbed the first thing I saw to mop up the spill, a small embroidered pincushion. I told myself there was still a lot of perfume in the bottle. Maman wouldn't notice. I felt the first flutter of fear in my stomach, a feeling that visited often. It came unbidden at various times for any array of reasons, but usually had to do with getting caught doing something my mother had forbidden. She had prohibited so many things, but I knew my mishaps at her vanity would make her especially angry. She'd banned me from coming into her bedroom when she wasn't home. But our housekeeper had been busy in the kitchen, and I thought I could get away with it, that no one would know. Now that I'd spilled the perfume, I was certain I'd not only be discovered, but also punished. What to do? Go back to my room and pray that Maman didn't notice? And if she did, pretend I hadn't been the one to do it? I needed a plan. The first step was to retreat. I reached for the ring to take it off and put it away. Then I'd go back to my room and come up with a good excuse for why I'd disobeyed. I touched the cool metal band studded with clear, glimmering stones, and an image instantly appeared in my mind, like a film being projected in a movie theater. The man had light gray hair and black eyes. He was dressed in gray
Sample complete. Ready to continue?